Chapter 7, A Sample Famine Day. Now after seeing a sample feast and famine feast day, it's time for a sample of the flip side. The all-important famine day, where we will fast eating vastly reduced calories, activating our metabolism, our skinny gene, and setting ourselves up for both body transformation and all the other health benefits we have already discussed. This is again from my own personal experience, and the daily calorie total is focused on the magic number of 500 calories. I think you will find this is a very manageable day that will hardly leave you suffering. Pre-breakfast, 16 ounces of spring water immediately upon waking. A cup of fresh coffee, no milk or cream, sweetened with stevia, 0 calories. Breakfast, a second cup of fresh coffee, no milk or cream, sweetened with stevia, 0 calories. 8 ounces of spring water. Now this doesn't seem like much of a breakfast, but I prefer to sleep in a bit and save my calories for lunch and dinner. This is my own personal choice, and you may choose to distribute your calories differently if you are more of a morning person. Snack, 8 ounces of green tea, sweetened with stevia, 0 calories, and 12 ounces of spring water. Lunch, finally time to get some food, paying special attention not to overdo it. This is the meal when many feel most tempted, since while eating a small dinner, you know a large breakfast is coming up relatively quickly. Don't give in. 2 medium hard-boiled eggs. Once again, I like to make sure I eat whole eggs every day to maximize my hormonal optimization plan. You have the option of egg whites, egg beaters, and so on. 175 calories. 2 slices whole wheat toast. Sometimes I eat the eggs on the toast and sometimes as a side, depending on my mood. 115 calories. A cup of fresh coffee, no milk or cream, sweetened with stevia, 0 calories. And 8 ounces of spring water. Total lunch calories, 290, give or take. Snack, 8 ounces of green tea, sweetened with stevia, 0 calories. Yes, I do love caffeine on famine days, in case you were wondering. It serves to boost energy, raise metabolism, and even acts as a mild appetite suppressant. And 12 ounces of spring water. Dinner. Half a cup, after cooked, of spaghetti with a small amount of low-fat, low-calorie butter, salt, pepper, and garlic. 150 calories. 1 slice of whole wheat toast. 55 calories. And 12 ounces of spring water. Total calorie intake for the day, roughly 495 calories. This puts right where we are hoping to be on a famine day. I repeat these meals often, since they are pretty much decision-free and simple to prepare. They can also easily be ordered in all of the most incompetent of restaurants. One last bit of advice. Take a half hour on Sunday and figure out your 500 calorie and below meals for the week, rather than just trying to wing it. And guess how many calories you are eating on famine days on the fly. This will end up equating in much more weight loss over the long term, and also save you a few headaches and a bit of possible confusion, too. When in doubt, repeat meals. Don't worry about getting bored. A feast day is less than 24 hours away.